Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This is Tyson Harley. This is a quick rant of truth, just based on listening and to a podcast and seeing another article. And it is a quick rant. It is not a deep dive. So Lou Elizondo, I think that's how you say his name, but a prominent person in UFO research, recently did an article about should ufology die. And for like a truth seeker like me, this is clearly on its face, as soon as you hear even the very premise, just garbage. So should ufology die? And you go, what are you talking about? Well, apparently he means the way it's done now. And TLDR is that we need to replace it with something more academic and repeatable. And while that sounds good, the replace problem is the problem. So I don't know what he's intending to say, like real science must take over. Well, you know, when real science takes over, we get the COVID problem, and overreaction to COVID is much worse than the actual COVID. And so on and so forth. But specifically, what you would tend to say when, quote, real science steps in is we will dismiss everything else and all history from therefrom. And that would be the problem. I mean, I can go look at paranormal caught on camera. I'm not saying there's not a place for more rigor, but mostly when things are hidden, you want to bring science into it, open up the books. But when things are hidden, what we have is anecdotal stuff. And so to act as though if I go on Paranormal Caught on Camera and did an academic research of the video source, is it authentic? Is it messed with? We already have all kinds of research. So my tendency would be to believe that this would just be another way of handling the information. Maybe Elizondo doesn't believe that, but that's what would happen. It would be to, well, no, we're ignoring everything else because it wasn't scientific. It wasn't rigorous. Yeah, that's because you ignored it. So already, so now you're going to ignore it now? So unless that is tempered by, we need to start with, and that has to be the near assumption, gathering all of the various anecdotal and partial evidence, and then do real research behind it. Real research that won't be stopped by when we ask for freedom of information, we don't just get it redacted or we've got nothing. And if you start there, you've got all you need. Like, I have seen videos on Paranormal Caught on Camera where literally instances are over Pentagon, there's a slowly spinning pyramid in the that is basically black at night, so it should be black, but you can make it out. And then at the same night, another person in D.C. sees it as well from a hillside. Go, if you want to use academic rigor to go test and validate all those various things, then do that. Also, though, you know, as somebody who is commenting on it said, there are different levels of rigor, right? There's MUFON, there's SETI, and so on. There are different levels of rigor. So the idea of, quote, replacing ufology, to me, my first reaction was, what does that even mean? What do you mean, replace ufology? It's the study of UFOs by amateurs and up. And honestly, in 2025, I think I started to say this a couple minutes ago, if you don't have amateur research, you don't have research. So in this academic age of disinformation, I should say this age of where, quote, academics are, all it ends up being is gatekeeping and dismissal. So unless you're going to have a real academic and rigorous exercise on it, there's no way in hell that it should replace anything unless you're planning on killing the subject matter. All right, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.